recording, we should start here. We're talking about Psukhi de Zimra. I'm going to talk about Tehillim, and right now we're talking about what we're calling the Halal of every day. We praise Hashem for the miracles of every day, and we talked last time that it's about what the Gemara calls Parnasa. Modern Hebrew Parnasa means earning a living, but Gemara is a much broader term of supporting. Sustenance. That's the universe still exists. That's a miracle. Wake up every morning, that's a miracle. Have something to eat, that's a miracle. And we thank Hashem for that. Miracles of everyday existence. So that's what we're doing here. And we looked at Ashrei last time, being the introduction to all this. It's the matir, it says, we want to praise Hashem. It's too hard, so we're going to look at what other generations have done. We praise what Hashem does. And then we have these psukim of introduction from God opens his hands, provides everything with favor. That's the key part of Ashrei and of Psukhi de Zimra as a whole. And then when it goes to the next pasuk, it's Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav, Hashem is righteous in all his ways. And that's what I'm looking at. So now we're looking at Tehillim Kuf Mem Vav. I'm actually going to kind of bring that up now. I should have done that before. So we have it in front of us. Starts out, Hallelujah, Halim Nafshi Et Hashem. This is David talking to himself. Oh, my soul, praise God. Not really talking to an audience. David is talking to himself. I want to praise Hashem. Allah B'Shem B'Chayai, I will praise God as I live. Azamra El Kai B'Yodi, I will sing to the Lord. While I still exist. I ode. I'll talk more about that. I'll put a translation up here, too. Go. Praise the Lord of my life. Sing hymns to God while I exist. So he's going to sing, as it were, to Hashem. He goes, Nefesh here, Chayim, and this Odi, my ode. Nefesh is the self. So what's making you human? That's what's doing the singing. That's okay. I'm going to try and convince myself I need to start singing to Hashem. And then the Malbim says that when he says, Allah Hashem b'chayai, azamra lokai b'yadi, that's two parts of that same thing. He's not saying that it's not Allah Hashem b'chayai, not that I'm praising Hashem with my life, but for my life, the Malbim puts it. Allah Hashem b'chayai, hil echad al chayim. One thing, I'm going to praise Hashem that I'm still alive. Thank God. I woke up in the morning. But azamra lokai b'yadi, the other side is that I will praise Hashem for my ode. There's that thing. It's what I have that's more than just life. It's what makes me unique. I'm a human being. I'm not like everybody else. I have my own worth and my own self. And that's what the ode is. I thank Hashem for being alive. That's generic. And for ode. There's something more to me. And that's why it's me who has to do the praising Hashem. I can't just delegate it to somebody else. Nobody else is me. The way our sculpture puts it is that this is a personal gift that forges a private bond between every mortal and his maker. That's what the ode is. Allah Hashem, Azamra lo kai ba'odi, I thank Hashem for what makes me human, makes me unique. And what is he praising? He continues on, Al tiftechu b'divim b'vein adam she'en le tishua. Don't have any faith in the divim, usually translated as nobles. Does it? In the great, okay. Ben Adam and human beings, Ke'en L'Tshua. I want to continue existing. I can't trust in the Nidivim. And Nidivim comes from the root of Nadiv, meaning someone to give, someone who's generous. The Nadiv is someone who is the most generous. Even someone who's rich who loves you, who's willing, well-meaning, who's going to try to support you, they are still ben adam she'en lo tshuva. They're mortal man. You can't rely on them, because teitzei rucho yeshuva amato. There will come a point, the life will end, they return to dust. Vayomahu avdu esh notav. At that point, all of his plans are lost. Eshnotav here is interesting because Eshnotav and Eshton is usually translated as plans. No matter how well intentioned someone else is, at some point those plans will go to naught. But I think it's better translated attention. To have the richest, most powerful, most generous patron, but eventually that's going to be lost. That will not last forever. And this word Eshton comes up in Yonah. And Yonah's running away from mission, ends up in the bottom of the boat, there's a storm, and Vayikrave lev Rav HaChovel, the captain came to him, Vayomer lo, Malacha Nirdam, and asked him, why are you sleeping? Wake up. Kum Karelo Kecha, you go call out to your God. Ulai Yishta It, that's the same expression. Maybe he will pay attention. Maybe Yishta It Elokim Lana. Maybe God will notice us. Lo Yavad. That's the downside of depending on human beings. Their stone can't last forever. That attention, no matter how good things are, things change. But who can you rely on for support? That's the next pasuk. Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Ezrael. Happy is the one who relies on God. God of Jacob. Yisrael, his hope is always Hashem Elokav Hashem. And that pasuk is an allusion to Ashrei, again, looking back at Ashrei's introduction to all this, when we say, Enei kol elecheis haberu. Remember growing up, Rabbi Miller would always translate it as, the eyes of all look hopefully unto thee, yisaberu. Vatan noten lahemet achon b'itam, and you give them their food in due season. Susie made it back on, remembers that. But that's what this parak is saying. Praising Hashem is the fact that we're still alive, that we have food to eat, we have shelter, all the necessities, what we're calling parnasa, and the fact that we can't rely on human beings for that. God's one provides it to us. And it's interesting that all of a sudden we've introduced the idea that this Hashem, the God that is spreading that, is called Kel Yaakov, the God of Jacob. And we haven't said anything at all about Israel. This is a universal God here. And in fact, the next pasuk says, this is that Hashem is one of Oseh Shemayim Ba'aretz. That's in the Chumash here, that the first commandment is Anochi Hashem Lokecha Asher Titicham Eretz Yisrael. I'm the Lord your God who took you out of Egypt. That's the personal side of it, the relationship side. It's not I am the Lord your God who created heaven and earth. Here it is. Here it's the God Oseh Shemayim Ba'aretz who created heaven and earth. The Yom V'Kol Asher Ba, the seas and everything in it. Hashomer Met Le'olam. Keeps the truth, keeps faith for eternity for the entire world. But still somehow it comes back to it's Kel Yaakov, God of Jacob. I think what that is saying here is the fact that Hashem is Oseh Shemayim Ba'aretz. That's what this prayer is all about. It's God is the God of nature. The universe exists, it's consistent, and we can still exist in it. It's the God of creation. But only a tiny subset of humanity acknowledges that. Tell Yaakov, because we're the one who prays Hashem, not the one that Hashem is only our God. And that's why Rashi understands Shema. We say Shema twice a day. We say Shema Yisrael, listen, O Israel. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Two parts of that. God is our God. God is one. The Rashi reads that. Verse 10. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem Hu Elokeinu Ata. God is our God now. Lo Elokei Umot. Not the God of the nations. Hashem doesn't create the whole world, but we're the only ones who acknowledge that and pray to Hashem. Hashem in the future, he will be one, meaning that the entire world will acknowledge this. Then the nations will all turn to their clear speech, the krob kulam b'shem Hashem, and will all call out in the name of God. Says, Namar b'Hashem, the melech of Kla'aretz, God will be king over the entire world. And then Hashem will be one. That's the Echad side of it. Meaning one, not as in Hashem is divided up, but that'll go in, the entire world we'll acknowledge Hashem. And that's what we're looking at. The Perek is saying that it's our God who sustains the entire world. Ours in the sense that we serve him. That Ashrei, that Hashem supports the entire world. Hanun Rachum Hashem, Erech HaPayim Adol Chaseh. God is merciful, long-suffering. Tov Hashem Lakol. God is good to all. Rachamava Komasav, God's mercy is love. Yeah.
So it's even though the whole world may not acknowledge Hashem, we basically feel Hashem is our personal, you know, Elohe Yaakov, but also universal deity. There's no other divine being.
Right. Okay, Yaakov does not mean Hashem is just the God of Yaakov.
Right. Basically, Yaakov, God blesses all the people of the earth, no?
Yes, that's Tov Hashem Lakol, Rachamav Kol Maasav. That's the assumption of what's going on here, and that's what we're praising Hashem for here.
A lot of people say, you know, when the mitzvah is about, you know, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is just us between Jews and not non-Jews, and I feel like that can't be true.
I think you're right. I would ask your local Orthodox rabbi for halachic details on that.
No, I'm just saying, like, you can't just decide, well, you could steal from somebody because they're not Jewish.
Right. I think that is clearly wrong. Part of the difference is that the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is what counts as right and wrong there, really, is what society expects. That determines what counts as yours, what I can and cannot take from you. So the rules certainly are different. That the way we interact with non-Jews depends on the way that the outside world wants to interact with themselves. You have to do what's right. That gets a little bit fuzzier, what counts as right. You know what I'm saying? But yes, absolutely. That if Hashem cares is Rachamav Kol Maasav, we are trying to be imitated. Ahalech b'racham, we need to be racham, have rachamim on Kol Maasav. It cannot be just to other Jews. It can't be parochial. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And so that's the way, that's what the rest of the pasuk continues on, the rest of the parak rather, the next part of the parak. Okay, Hashem creates the whole world, Hashem is, we quoted that above here, Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz, creates the universe. And then it goes in, what does Hashem do with that power? Is Oseh Mishpat Lashukim, does justice for those who are oppressed. Again, not specifically Jewish. This is we're talking about the world. Hashem is the exemplar of Mishpat, the justice. Hashem lechem ra'avim, gives food to those who are hungry. Hashem matir asurim, loosens the binds of those who are imprisoned. Hashem bokeach ivrim, gives sight to the blind. Bokeach kufim, brings the bent. Hashem oseh tzadikim, and loves those who do tzedek. That's where it gets into Jan's point, is that we not only Hashem is doing that, but we need to do that as well. Hashem loves it when we do that as well. Shomer Gerim, Yotamah Amandat Yoded, Shem guards strangers, Yoded, it usually translates supports the widow and the orphan, the Derech Yerushem Yavet, and literally he warps the way of the Rishaim. Not destroying the Rishaim, but turns them aside. Hopefully they'll come to the right, into the right direction. These phrases here are what go into our brachot in the morning. You know, that sets up what we thank Hashem for every morning. Here we're doing it as part of Tehillim. Thank you, Hashem, because you give us all life. And that idea that Hashem is Yotam of Almanat Yoded, supports the widow and the orphan. And that's usually the way Oded is translated, but it comes from the same root as ode, meaning more. I think that the hint we said at the beginning of the parak, like that is saying, Azamra lo kai bi odi, I'm praising God with my ode, which is more than just generic person. I am a unique human being. That's what the ode is. I have something to add. And what I say is that Hashem is Yotam of Almanat Yoded. Hashem is giving that ode to the Yotam of Almanat, who are an orphan. That ode is the fact that human being is unique. And the mishpat that Hashem offers to the oppressed is to say that even the most downtrodden, they're human, they're unique, they have an ode. That's what Hashem is offering everyone. Everyone has dignity, every human being. That's why I would read it, your tum of Almanat, you're dead. Then we end the parak with a pasuk about Hashem's rulership. Yimloch Hashem l'olam, God will reign forever. What is that with the idea of Ashrei is? Hashem l'melch kol ha'aretz. Elokeich tzion, your God tzion. So we're getting back to this idea that somehow this is just our God, no longer, not really the God of everyone. The Dar Vadar, hallelujah, that and this will be for all generations. Praise the Lord. So what does Elokeich tzion mean? Your God of Zion. Rav Schwab has a long essay on this, the Rav Schwab on prayer, Torah by Art Scroll, that Zion here doesn't mean Yerushalayim. Zion is talking to the people, Knesset Yisrael. And there is a midrash, the Pesikta of Rav Kahana, which is a series of essays on the Haftarah, looking at Yeshaya. So the pasuk in Yeshaya is talking about Acharit Yamim, about Mashiach, when everyone acknowledges Hashem, and Yeshaya says, "Vasim devarai b'ficha," and I will put my words in your mouth, "Betzel yadik siticha," and I will cover you with the shadow of my hand, "Lintoa shamayim," so that the heavens can be planted, "V'yisod ha'aretz," and the earth will be established, "Le'mor l'tzion," and I will say to Tzion, "Amiata," you are my people. Usually, we translate Tzion as Yerushalayim, the Beit Hamikdash, the place. This is Tzion as the people. Rav Chanina bar Papa, this is the medrash here. Kazino al kol mikra. We were going through our Tol Tanakh. Lematina makom shenikru Yisrael tziyah. And we hadn't found any place where Israel, the people, are called tziyah. If you look throughout, say for Shmuel, tziyah is the place. Malachim tziyah is the place. Now, when we get to Yeshaya, tziyah is the people. Echon matina came where we see it. In this passage of Le'mor tziyah amiyata. Mel Mashiach, the future, the Israel are going to be called Tzion. Now, chronologically, obviously, when he's looking through his Tanakh, Sefer Tehillim, our pasuk is earlier than Yeshaya is. That's not for another 100 years or so. But in the looking through the Tanakh, it's printed earlier. So you're going through all the you're going through it. This is the first time we see Bnei Israel. Knesset Israel, community of Israel called Tzion. And it's Tzion literally means a signpost. Something that points the way. Pasuk Yirmiyahu, talking about the return of the exiles. Hitzivi lach tzionim. It was set up signposts. Hitzivi lach tamarim, but tamarim literally are little palm trees. Set up market trees. Shiki li bechlam sila, pay attention to the road, derech halach, to the way that you went. Shuvi b'tlat Yisrael, come back, O Israel. Shuvi al arayach elad, return to your cities. That the Tzion is the signpost, tell you which way to go. But Israel is supposed to be a Tzion. That's our goal. We're supposed to be the signpost, tell everybody else how to act. For the Orla of Ayyum,
that's interesting.
The example.
Because in modern Hebrew, Tzion is a grade.
Your
name.
A what?
A grade, like in a class, what your grade is. How your score.
That right.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, we always mitzvah means excellent, right? So
yeah, mitzvah means the grade. Yeah, mitzvah is excellent, but Tzion is a grade too. And the other word I was going to tell you in modern Hebrew is oded, is le'oded is to encourage.
Okay. So that goes with the usual translation of that. But I think, and again, I think it's, and that fits the almost the pshat of reading it, Yotam Valadai Yoded. But I like the idea that it comes from the Malbim translated as ode. Yoded means to give someone their ode. Say that you are special. You have something more than everybody else. You have something to offer, which goes with the encouraging. That's, I think that's the right way to look at that word.
Modern Hebrew, because its roots are so, if we go back to the beginning.
Yes. Things change. It's not the same. It's definitely not the same language. The idea that the Psikter of Kahana is saying about Sion specifically, it's not talking about grading Bnei Yisrael, it's that we're supposed to be a signpost, right? We're supposed to give people direction, give the world direction. That's the way the Psikter says that our Pasuk in Yesh, the Pasuk in Kodesh Yeshayah, which says, Asim Devarai B'Ficha, is Ela Devarai Torah. We're supposed to teach Torah. The Tzel Yadi Kisiticha will cover you with the shadow of my hand. Dugum Liyuch HaSadim. Hashem will give to Bnei Yisrael this power of Kisiticha to protect others. It's to the Dugum Liyuch HaSadim to others. And that's to the whole world. That's your point. It's not just other Jews. It's the whole world. The way Rav Schwab puts it together, that we yearn for the time when the whole world will recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu as Elokayat Zion, God of signposts. That it was the Jewish nation, Zion, which taught the world about the existence of Kadosh Baruch Hu and his relationship with his creatures. Yerushalayim will be the capital of the United World. Beit Midash will be the Beit Tefillah L'Kol Ha'amim. That is our goal. And that's what we're looking for here. That's not parochial, it is a universal tefillah. At that time, the Jewish people will finally have achieved its goal, that of becoming the Mamlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. We should all be Kohanim. Larry, you're already a Kohen, but we hope to all be in that position as well, as being the leaders there, the role model for the rest of the world, light into the nations, and Orgot Levayim, which was its mission throughout history. And so that's what Hallel really is supposed to be. Hallel is not just to praise Hashem, but be able to sing those praises to the entire world. We acknowledge it and try to bring that out to everyone else. So Hashem Zoseh Shamayim Ba'aretz. That's this whole perek here. Hashem Zoseh Shamayim Ba'aretz creates the whole world. Is Oseh Mishpat LaShukim. Does justice to those who are oppressed. Noten Lechem Ra'avim, gives food to the hungry, etc. And then Yimloch Hashem Le'olam, and God will rule over the world, and everyone will acknowledge that. And we will be at that example, both by doing Gimul Chasadim and expressing our faith in Hashem. That's Hallelujah, praise God. And that's the first parak of Suga Zimra. One where David has to convince himself, okay, I can do this. I can praise God even though God is infinite. The next parak, a little different. That one was universal. In Lechem Ra'avim, God feeds all the hungry. Next parable is surprising because it turns more parochial. If you look at it in the beginning, what we're praising Hashem for in the Kuf Mem Zion is Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. God builds Israel, but builds Yerushalayim, Nidchei Yisrael Yikanes, gathers together the exiles. It's going to end. Long parable, we'll have to go through that. Magnizil Durav Yaakov, God tells his word to Yaakov, Chukovish, Mishnah Yisrael, his commandments to Israel, doesn't do that to any other nation, Mishpatim, Be'edum, the other, they don't know anything about God's rules. So it's surprising because he's going from this universal vision to this much more parochial one. God's our God now, tells us, gives us the Torah, not anybody else. It's surprising because that's in the reverse order of what you usually think about. As Rashi said, that what's supposed to happen is it's just us and then Hashem, Elokeinu Ata, Elokeinu God, it's our God, no one else acknowledges him. Latil liyot echad, in the future it'll be all, it'll be universal. Let's look at that. And so the Perikufim Zion starts, Hallelujah, Kitov Zamra Elokeinu. Good to praise God, Kina'im Navatila. Because for him, beautiful praise is appropriate. Sephiriah praise it. It is pleasant to sing glorious praise. Right? Na'im Navatila. Navat is beautiful. Okay. The first parak was first. The previous parak was first person. Al Hashem, I will praise God. Zam is talking to himself. This is now plural. Zamra Elokeinu Aragon. I think that's what messages parak is that we as a community need to praise God. And we're not special because Hashem loves us more than the rest of the world, but we as Knesset Israel, as a community, have a particular responsibility to say Tehillah. First was David, I want to praise Hashem. I'm going to do it. This is, Hashem actually wants us to praise Him. Going from this matir, to the permission, to the statement that it's a good thing. We should do it. And we'll see that later in the middle of this parak, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, Rateh Hashem et Re'av, God finds favor with those who fear Him, et Hameyachalim Lachasov, to those who pray to Him. Hashem actually wants our prayers. Yeah.
Nava, is that the same shoresh as teavon, like appetite?
I
attractive.
No, the nun is part of the shoresh there.
What?
The nun is part of the shoresh.
Oh, okay.
Is teavon, is that with a vet in there?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, so we're going to talk about what Nava actually means, because it is ambiguous. It's got a couple of layers of meaning there. And that's important. This idea that we'll look at the Rosh Hashem, that Hashem actually wants Tefillot, is an important theological idea. We have the Gemara in Yavamot here in verse 21. Rabbi Yitzchak, Mevneima Hayu Avotei Akurim. Right? Why were the Avot and the Imahot were childless? Here's your word there, mitaveh, it's not with a vav, but it's not the same shoresh as nava. Mitaveh l'tfilatan shel tzadikim. Hashem wants tfilot. It's a very strange idea. What does that mean? Hashem creates a lack, and we say that in the bracha, right? After we eat, we say, borei nefashot rabot b'chesronan. Thank you, God, for creating all those souls and everything they're lacking. Pray to Hashem for creating us with needs. Hashem wants us to ask for what we need. In that process, we seek Hashem's mercy. Hard concept to understand. One way of looking at it is that part of the chesed is that Hashem allows us to ask. That we become partners with Hashem in creation. We have to do something. Whatever we do, our mitzvot are there in order to give us a sense of that we're accomplishing something, but it's not simply given. And that, this is Rav Huttner points out, that in Torah, Hashem made it clear that the existence of the world, that the parnasah of the world, was now also our responsibility as well. This well-famous Gemara in Shabbos, Amar Reish Lakish, we quote this in the Mashir yesterday. What does it mean that on Friday of creation, it says it was evening, it was morning on the sixth day. The other days, it doesn't say the sixth, the. Morning, it was evening and morning, day one, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, the sixth day. Definite article. Eyeter lamali. Why did he add that? Extra, hey, why say the sixth day? Lamed, shehit nekash baruch hu im maaseh breishit, tells us that God made the whole creation conditional. Amarlan, God says to creation, im Yisrael makabli na Torah, atem mitkaimim, if Israel accepts the Torah, the world will exist. Kim lav, ani machzir etchem l'tov v'vohu. If they don't, we'll return the universe to chaos. Yom HaShishi means the sixth day of Siva, when Bnei Yisrael said, Naaseh v'nishma, accept the Torah. We're part of this. The world's existence depends on us. It's not simply a gift. We have to do something for it. That's the El Shlosha Devarim HaOlam Omed. Three things the world depends on. Torah, Avodah, acknowledging Hashem, Gemur Chasidim, caring about everybody else. We have to do that. And if not, there's no point in existence. Hashem's just going to wipe it all out. This is the way Rav Hutner puts it. That Al-Yidei Matan Torah, when the Torah was given. So we're talking here, why are we talking about, why is Bnei Yisrael special? With Matan Torah, nit ravara, nit ravta, nit gadla pu'la tashla midat ha-chesed. That Hashem's chesed increased. The way Hashem's kindness to the world manifested in the world became much greater with Matan Torah. Because now the existence of the world was a payment. We had to do something to earn it. Because with the previous 26 generations, from Bereshit until Matan Torah, were 26 generations. Go through the list in the Torah, and we're going to look at that when we're going to talk about the 26 verses of Halal Gadol, Halal Shem Kitov. 26 verses. That those 26 generations until giving the Torah, God just gave. The world existed no matter what human beings did. We say those that existed from Hashem's chesed. But that is like when we support that we support our children, adopted the Bishat Gudlo, because we expect that when he grows up, he has Samuch al Shulchan Atmo, that he'll be able to earn his own living. Certainly hope our children will end up off our payroll at some point.
Wait, I thought we support them so that they can us when we're old.
Ah, that gets even deeper as well. It's like, is that, well, you want to put that into Hashem's relationship with the world? I don't know. But at least supporting themselves, that we are now supporting the world. It's not simply God being generous, but we are making the world exist by our Gemulei Chassidim and our Torah and Avodah.
That's what
we tell the world. Yeah.
We say Halal Hakatan. I don't know if I do it every day because I don't doubt it every day, but on Shabbos, you say Halal Hakatan. So is that, if you're praying at home by yourself, can you say that or no?
Okay,
or those who did 26 generations didn't have a Torah.
So there's nothing that's called Halal Katan.
But you know what I'm talking about? You say Kilei Lam Chasto?
Yeah, that's called Halal HaGadol.
Oh, that is? I thought Halal Gadol was still Halal.
No, it's the other way around. We're going to talk about that, right? So the halal, what we call halal, is halal amitri. Halal came out of Egypt. And then the halal shebachol yom that we say every day is Tzuvia Zimmer that we're looking at right now. And that one parak, probably the two parakim before it, of that 26 verses of Hol Shem Ki Tov, that's called halal hagadol.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. So if you're alone,
do you
say that, or is it
the
racial
Kedusha, or no? It's not the Kedusha. You do say that. You say all of the things you say on Shabbos there. We're going to look at that and why it's called Gadol, not because it's big. It's great because it combines all these various themes of Halal together.
Okay.
This Halal we're looking at now. So Gezimra is not about the big miracles. It's about the everyday, the ongoing existence of the world. And we're going to see that as we go through this parak about that Magid Rav Yaakov, that Hashem gave his words to Yaakov so that we can be partners in the ongoing existence of the universe. And now going back to our pasuk itself, which was, go, Ki Na'im Navatila. That's what Navatila translated here as glorious. Right, Na'im is pleasant. This Niavatila, the glorious praise. Navat usually translates beautiful, but the word itself is ambiguous. It has two different meanings that kind of go together. And the first time we see this word Navat is in Az Yashir. Azivaz Yimratka, strength, my praise is God. Behil Yeshua, save me. Zekheli va'anvehu. This is my God, va'anvehu. It translates, I will glorify him. Navah means glorious. Elokei Aviv Ramenu, I will, as the God of my fathers, I will exalt him. Rashi says, and they who Unklus Tergem Lashon Naveh has been, Unklus translates Naveh as being a shelter, a metaphor for the Beit HaMikdash. This is my God, and I will build the Beit HaMikdash the way Uncles puts it. He quotes Yeshaya, says Navesh Anan, that the Beit HaMikdash is the rest, the peaceful shelter. And Nava is the sheep shelter. Navarachir, another way of understanding Nava, or Anveyu Lashon Noi, from beauty. I will talk about Hashem's greatness. I will praise him to the world.
You guys have a beautiful neighborhood right near Hebrew University on Givat Ram called Neve Sha'anan.
There you go. So that's really, that's from the beautiful part. They mean beautiful. It could be in shelter as well in that sense of the neighborhood. So that Navatila means both the beautiful praise, the glorious praise, and also a temple of praise. That's what David wants. David only wants to build the Beit HaMikdash. So the next pasuk implies that. Next pasuk and the second pasuk is Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. God builds Yerushalayim. Yirchei Yisrael Yechanet. Build Yerushalayim so we can have this Navatila. Can build this temple for praising Hashem. That's the purpose of Beit Midash, to declare that to the entire world, Beit Tivila Kol Hamim, and Nidchei Yisrael Yechanez, to gather together the scattered of Israel. And so the Bnei Yerushalayim is not, okay, thank you God for building Israel again, not so much parochial, but that's going to be the source of where this praise is going to come out of. The Nidchei Yisrael Yechanez, and gathering together the scattered of Israel is a key part of that. The Midrash Tanchuma on that pasuk. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Zeret Agadahi. Shmuel bar Nachmeni, we've seen a couple of times. He's one of the big Amoraim, Tantanim rather, must be Amora, of Agadata. He's one who says that if you read the story of David and Bathsheba and you say David sinned, then you're missing the point. But there's also Mesorah Agadahi. We have a tradition of this Agadata here. In Yerushalayim Nivneit Ad Sheikansu Agoliyot. Israel is not built unless all the exiles are gathered together. Yamarlocha Adam Kansu Agoliyot. Lo Nivneit Yerushalayim. Someone tells you the exiles together, Yerushalayim is not built up. Atamin, don't believe them. It can't be. But the definition of built Yerushalayim is when Bnei Yisrael are together there. Lama, why? Shekach katir, Bnei Yerushalayim Hashem, v'chakach nidchei Yisrael yichaneh. That doesn't mean Hashem builds Yerushalayim and then gathers the exile. We're getting a little tzioni here, right? Now Hashem's going to massively build a Beit HaMikdash and then everyone's supposed to be there. It's the other way around. The definition of a Yerushalayim, a Benuya, is when the people are there. Nothing to do with buildings. Build Yerushalayim is that the people are there, and that's what we say in Perchav Shofa, that the Shira Malot about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Habuniya, Yerushalayim is built here, Shechavra La Yachtav, that's all tied, pulled together. Shesham Alush Shvatim Shev Teka, that's where the tribes all came together. Edut Yisrael is a testimony to all Israel, Lodot Hashem Hashem, to praise Hashem. That's what Bonei Yerushalayim means. Nothing to do with buildings. There are a lot of buildings in Yerushalayim, but it's a matter of the people. David wants to build this Beit Midrash so he can now become a Beit Tfilah for all people. And then the parak continues on. We've got the Beit Midrash, and we're going to praise Hashem. This is the Tfilah that we praise Hashem, and it's a little bit different than the previous parak, which is about Noten Lechem L'Ra'avim, that gives food to the hungry. This is more about the psychological side of it. The Yodid. Talked about, what did you say, Janet? Translated as encouraging.
Right.
Harofel Shvurei Lev. That's our parent. God heals the brokenhearted. Mechabesh atzotam and bandages their sadness. Hunem mispar lachachavim counts the stars, luchulam shemot yikra, and gives them all names. Talk about where what that means and how that fits in. That's clearly a metaphor. Gadol aneir rav koach, God is great and powerful, litzunato en mispar, and there's no counting his understanding. Hashem understands all of our needs. Moded anavim Hashem, we come back to this word of moded, encourages the poor, mashpil rishaim ade eretz, and brings the rishaim down, back down to earth, lifts up those who feel low and brings down those who feel are too high. Art scroll adds on this, rofei l'shvur lev, God heals the brokenhearted. What does that mean? B'sim chabonim of, I can't pronounce this, b'sim one of the Polish Chassidish rabbis makes a fascinating observation. Since the psalmist praised God as the healer of broken hearts, God evidently does not want his servants to have broken hearts. What does the Shvura Lev mean? But whatever it is, it's not a good thing. Hashem's going to heal it. Yet other verses in the book of Psalms indicate that a broken, contrite heart is desirable. We say that all the time. Karov Hashem l'nishvrei lev. God is close to those who are nishvrei lev, have literally brokenhearted. And the kind of sacrifice that God wants is a ruach nishvra, a broken soul, lev nishvar b'nidche, a broken heart, and one that's beaten down, elkim lo tizeh, God will not despise. Are we supposed to have shvrei lev or not? Rav Simcha Bunim explains that the truly humble person does not belittle his own values. Humility is not about thinking less of yourself, it's about thinking of yourself less. Rather, who recognizes special talents and worth. That's the key thing. You are special. Being humble doesn't mean not saying that you're not special, but credits God for all the gifts he enjoys. It doesn't make me a better person. That's when Thomas declares that God cures the brokenhearted, he binds up their sorrows, God protects them from improper humility and despair. We'll keep you from feeling low, but we still want you to be humble in the sense of acknowledge that, okay, I have special abilities, I have something to offer to the world, but it doesn't make me a better person than everybody else. That's what humility is all about. That's the right kind of nishbar lev. And that it's parallel then to this Yotamba Amadat Yoded, right? That the downtrodden Hashem will will encourage that. Moded Anavim. The refresh way they parallel to Moded Anavim, that Hashem lets each of us know that we're important and that we matter to the existence of the universe. We have something to add. That's a good thing.
This seems like it's a different understanding of brokenhearted, I think, than the modern understanding, which is much more like emotional. You know, relationship ends with brokenhearted.
I think it's very true, right? Don't read this as brokenhearted means my boyfriend broke up with me. Not what it is. Rosh Nishbar, I think, but it says, right, Lev Nishbar V'nidcha Elkim Lo Tifadeh, God will not scorn a heart that is broken and beaten. Talking about humility. And then this passage tells us what that really means. The broken heart here is talking about the guy about arrogance. We shouldn't be arrogant, but we shouldn't think low of ourselves. Yeah, it doesn't mean broken heart in the sense of being sad. And I think I'm going to stop here, and we'll continue on looking at this pasuk of Moneh Mispar L'Kochavim. Somehow we get from the broken heart and the poor to stars. Figure out how that fits in, but we'll do that in Hashem next week.
Danny, I'm having a hard time with this broken hearted.